This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
If you've wondered why there are bidding battles over mapping technology these days, the answer is kind of twofold: data mining for advertising and self-driving cars. Both of these things are already happening, and this week Audi, BMW, and Daimler beat out big tech companies like Uber to ink a deal with Nokia's digital mapping service HERE. Winning bid, $3.1 billion. Nidhi Kalra is an information scientist at the RAND Corporation. Hello, Nidhi.
Hi.
Why did this purchase happen?
Mapping technology and information about our world is so crucial for autonomous vehicles. And nearly every automaker is interested in developing autonomous vehicles or vehicles that can drive themselves. And so there's kind of a land grab to make sure that they have access to mapping information.
Why is mapping software and mapping information so key to autonomous vehicles?
For an autonomous vehicle, a map really, it's not a map. It's a blueprint of the world. Where's the curb? Where are the lanes? Is that a stop sign or a stop light? Where are the constructions? Where are the detours? It's not a map anymore the way we use it. It's something different. It's much richer.
Why don't these car companies build this stuff for themselves?
It's critical to have access to maps like this, but these maps aren't easy to create or maintain.
Why not?
Well, the infrastructure and the technology to maintain these blueprints of a constantly changing world, that's enormous. And then you have to have servers that can provide this information to those who need it blazingly fast.
Can you give me an example of just how granular we're talking about here? Like, if a leaf falls into the road, is this kind of mapping technology recognizing that?
Well, the technology needs to be able to distinguish between something that's inconsequential and something that matters. So if there's actually an obstruction, right? What's an obstruction and what's just something incidental? And it's absolutely essential. You know, the difference between being 10 centimeters one way or another way can be the difference between being in the gutter or being in the other lane into oncoming traffic.
Nidhi Kalra is an information scientist at the RAND Corporation. Nidhi, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.